This is Stateside. I'm Mercedes Mejia. Divorce is complicated, even more so if there are children involved. But for Carter Cortelyou of Wayne, Michigan, there was another layer to his divorce that made it difficult for him to talk about it, until now. In 2009, his wife came out to him, told him she is a lesbian. Since then, Cortelyou has gone through grief, isolation, financial challenges, and re-entering the dating world unexpectedly.
My first thought was, there goes our 25th wedding anniversary celebration. We were 24 years married at the time. There goes our 25th.
That's 51-year-old Carter Cortelyou. He can joke about it now, but 6 years ago, he was crushed when his wife came out to him. And he says he didn't even see it coming.
There was not a point at which I thought, this is not quite right. And we'd been in marriage counseling for many years and often found a great deal of help in that. But there was a moment of realization for her. And it explained a great deal, looking back, particularly of struggles with physical intimacy over the years of our marriage. And we both really very quickly recognized it just explains so much.
Here he was, in a marriage he thought was like many others. He and his wife had kids. They did the counseling thing. But after 24 years, the marriage he thought he knew, that was over.
It's disorienting, is one really good word for the experience, because everything you've oriented your life by really seems to be in question. And for me, it wasn't a difficult thing to believe, though it was a painful thing to accept.
Divorce happens all the time, but this was different. Cortelyou was at a loss, and after several days of processing what had just happened, a quick Google search led him to the Straight Spouse Network.
I became aware of the Straight Spouse Network in the fall of 2009, shortly, within a couple of weeks after my ex-wife realized that she is lesbian. They put me in touch with a large number of other straight spouses. Before too long, I actually ended up hosting these meetings at one of my churches.
Cortelyou is a United Methodist pastor, and his ex-wife is also a pastor, now at a different church. He says LGBT people have been oppressed for years. It's no wonder they get caught up in relationships and even marriages that do not represent who they truly are.
The straight spouse doesn't fit into the narrative that says homosexuality is a choice. And so the straight spouse is there to support someone who has a same-sex attraction but really needs the support of the spouse to squelch that. Nor does the straight spouse fit particularly well into the narrative that the LGBTQ individual has been oppressed by the theological norms for so long, that we simply need to celebrate their independence, their authenticity, their expression of who they truly are. Well, that expression of authenticity, which can bring so much life to the LGBTQ individual, is absolutely devastating, shattering to the straight spouse. The common expression, and I remember the feeling, you just want to curl up in a ball in the closet and cry because the person you've planned to live your life with is probably not going to be available.
Cortelyou didn't linger in bad feelings towards his ex-wife. He knew that her coming out was the best thing for both of them. But he says it's not so straightforward for everyone. And then there was the question of his own sexual identity.
That's part of the disorientation. When one of the rock-solid convictions of your life has been the heterosexual orientation of your spouse, and that's gone, it's pretty normal for someone to wonder, well, am I gay too? Is that why I was attracted to this individual? And I have known of heterosexually married couples where they both realized over time that they were homosexual. It's funny how life works. Yeah, and you move on to happiness.
Today, Corteliu has moved on with his life. He's now the president of the board of directors for the Straight Spouse Network. He's also the pastor at Wayne First United Methodist Church. And he's even found love again.
I married a year and a half ago. My wife, Andrea, we met online. We're a thoroughly modern couple in that regard. And my ex-wife and I have a good relationship. We are still colleagues in pastoral ministry. And for me, life has gotten much better. There's been a lot of help along the way, a lot of support, and it's become more important for me to tell the story for those who are in the crisis of it, and for those who are moving on.